6. Becca explains it all. My head was spinning as I carried the box upstairs into my, Sophie's, room. I sat down on the bed, pulled out the red notebook, and opened it. Dear Addie. What? Who? The book was a letter to me? I flipped to the very end to see who it was from. Good luck, Addie, and best wishes. XO, Becca. Becca? Who was Becca? I flipped back to the front and started reading. I'd only read a few pages when baby Sophie barged in and tried to take over her room, but my dad told her to give me some privacy. A moment later, I could hear her and Cam as me arguing in my old room. I ignored them and went back to reading. Then my dad popped his head in and asked how I was feeling. I told him I was resting. Luckily, Dad was in his work haze, so he didn't seem to notice anything unusual about my behavior. Finally alone, I read straight for the next few hours, taking a break to eat the toast Dad brought me for lunch. When I finished reading, I put the notebook down and rubbed my eyes. Wow. I almost couldn't believe what I'd read. In a nutshell, and Lucy, I can send the notebook to you too if you want to read it. Becca Singer lives in New York City. She is also 10 and in 5th grade. She got the bracelet in the mail, made a wish for more friends, and got too many friends. But here's the thing. The box with the bracelet just appeared in her apartment building's mailroom one day. Becca didn't know where it came from originally, why the bracelet made wishes come true, or who had sent it to her. So, she decided to write to me about her whole experience, so I knew what I was getting into. She even warned me not to make a wish until I had read her letter. Except I'd put on the bracelet and made a wish, out loud, without reading her letter. Oops. Reading Becca's notebook helped me understand what had triggered the body switch sitch. The magic bracelet came to me because I'd had a bad day. And then I had been granted a wish to cheer me up, maybe? But had I wasted my wish? If I'd known I could make any wish come true, would I have wished for this? Maybe. Maybe not. I looked down at Becca's letter again. She'd included her phone number and email and told me that she would love to hear from me. Should I call? Now that I was fake Sophie, I had a phone. I reached into Sophie's backpack and pulled out her phone. It unlocked on my face. Yes! I dialed the number, it rang twice, and went to voicemail. My heart started pounding, and I opened my mouth to leave a message, but had no idea what to say. So I hung up. It was only 3 o'clock. Becca was probably still at school. I would try her again later. I took out the poem from the box and reread it. I spent some time Googling magic bracelet and wish and because you're blue. Nothing useful came up. Then, I tried Becca once more. Hello? She was there. Hi, I said, suddenly nervous. Is this Becca? Yep, she said. Sorry, I don't know who this is. It's Addie, I said. Addie, in Columbus, Ohio. I got your... I hesitated. Package. There was a long pause. Oh! Yay! Wait. You got it already? But I just sent it today. Today? I asked, amazed. Yes, this morning. My mom took me to the post office on the way to school, and I dropped it off. At, like, 8 o'clock? When did you get it? Just now? No. I got it at, like, 8:30 this morning. Right before school. It was on my front porch. That is... Well, I want to say impossible, but the whole thing is impossible, so who knows? I'll go with magical, she said with a laugh. Wow. Okay, cool. It's instant mail. Like email, but actual mail. Anyway, I can't believe I'm talking to you. This is so great. I haven't been able to talk to anyone about any of this. Hi, nice to meet you. You too, I said, making myself comfortable on Sophie's bed. Thank you for writing me that whole letter. That was really thoughtful of you. You're welcome. I wish I would have gotten one. I got the "Because You're Blue" poem, but that's it. No note from whoever had it last. I Googled magic bracelet, but couldn't find anything. I'm so happy you called. I'm so happy I wrote you. You sound like a kid, too. I'm 10. You? Same. I liked how excited Becca sounded and how fast she talked. It was exactly how I imagined someone from a big city like New York would sound. I could hear distant car horns in her background. I had a feeling it would be fun getting to know Becca. Who else could I talk to about this mysterious magic bracelet? Becca took in a breath. So does this mean you read my whole letter? Yes, I did. Great! Was it helpful? I wanted to be helpful. I wrote it last night.
You wrote all that last night?
Yep. I'm going to be a writer one day. I wrote it really fast, as soon as your name appeared on the box. It was so wild, right where my name used to be. I took out the box to figure out where to send it, and your name was on it. Wait, have you put the bracelet on yet, or is it still in the pouch?
I looked down at my wrist.
I'm wearing it right now.
Isn't it pretty?
I kind of miss it.
Wait until you make your wish. Then it starts to glow and gets warm.
I am so glad you called me first, because you need to think clearly and hard about what you really want.
Well, unfortunately, I only read your letter now.
Wait, what does that mean? Did you already make a wish?
Yes,
she squealed.
Did it work?
It definitely did.
OMG, okay, so what did you wish for?
Well, I kind of...
Can I show you?
Yes, do you want to FaceTime?
Yeah, that might be easier.
Calling you now.
A FaceTime request flashed across my screen, and I answered immediately. A girl with long, curly, dark blonde hair and blue eyes popped up on the phone.
Hi, she said. I'm Becca.
I'm Addie, I said. Actually, technically, I'm Sophie. Her eyebrows wrinkled.
What do you mean?
It means that... I lowered my voice to a whisper,
that I wasn't in the middle.
See, I was the middle sister. So now I'm Sophie, the eldest sister.
No way,
Becca gasped. Yes way. She squeak laughed.
You really hated being the middle sister that badly?
No. Yes. I don't know. The thing is, I didn't read your letter first. I just put on the bracelet and walked out of my house. And I was mad at my big sister. And when we were in school, I yelled at her that I wished I wasn't always in the middle. And...
OMG! Did you switch bodies with her right then? At school?
Yes. And now I'm here. In her room. I panned the phone around the room to show Becca.
And she's you? You did a Freaky Friday sister switch?
Kind of. I turned the phone back to me. I went into my older sister Sophie's body. Sophie went into my little sister Camille, and Camille went into me.
Becca's jaw dropped. So you did a sister rotation?
Huh. Exactly.
I can't even imagine. I would not want to switch places with my brother at all, she shuddered.
How old is he?
Almost 13, and kind of a slob. Anyway, did you tell your sisters about the bracelet?
No. They have no idea why this happened. She giggled.
They must be so confused.
They are. So I guess I should explain.
and also fix it. But tell me, how long does the magic last again?
Until you take the bracelet off, she said.
But I can't just take it off, right? I held up my wrist to the phone. Right.
Whoa! It changed color, Becca observed. It was turquoise when I had it.
Cool.
Okay, see how it's really tight?
The bracelet did feel tight.
Yeah, but it slipped on. Shouldn't it slip off? I asked.
But when I pulled on the bracelet gently, it didn't budge. It was no longer stretchy at all.
That's weird. Is there a clasp? Did this happen to you?
This was all in my book. I wrote about it.
Right, I said. Sorry, there's lots I'm processing right now.
I get it. And yeah, a clasp appeared at some point.
What point?
When I was through, she said.
What does that mean? How do I know when I'll be through?
I was through when I made a real friend.
Maybe you'll be through when... when you want to be the middle sister again?
I don't know.
Why would I ever want to be stuck in the middle? I asked. And anyway, who decides? What if I'm never through?
I could see Becca's face cloud over.
I don't know. How long did it last for you?
Only a week, but I have no idea about anyone else.
So this could last more than a week?
Yeah.
It could last a year?
I guess.
Or two?
Yeah.
Or 10.
She bit her lower lip.
I really don't know, Addie. I'm sorry. Maybe it's programmed to come off when the time is right.
What if the time is never right? What if I want to switch back and I can't?
I don't know. But maybe... maybe just be excited.
Your wish came true. Have fun. You're the older sister now. What do you want to do as the older sister?
I looked around my room.
Enjoy my own space?
Fun! What else? How old is Sophie?
12.
So what can you do now that you're 12?
I can go to sleep 2 hours later.
Great!
And I can walk home from school by myself.
I started to feel excited.
And I have my own cell phone. That's what I'm talking to you on.
I just got my own cell phone too, for my birthday.
Lucky.
Well, the bracelet may have had something to do with it, she laughed.
From the tranquility of Sophie's solo room,
I could hear Dad bellow, "Come down for dinner, girls. Mom's home."
That was when it hit me. I'd been able to hide the secret from Dad all day, but Mom was more observant. Like Sherlock Holmes observant.
Aren't my parents going to realize something's up? I asked Becca in a mini panic.
They might, she said, but they can't undo the magic.
They will freak out.
I'm a little terrified, I admitted. She frowned.
Unfortunately, that's not all you have to be afraid of.
My eyes went wide.
Whoa.
That sounded creepy.
Is the bracelet going to strangle me in my sleep or something?
Nothing like that, said Becca, shaking her head.
But there's the sketchy blonde woman.
Oh, right. In her book, there was a woman who wanted the bracelet. First, she offered Becca money for it. Then she tried to steal it. She wants the bracelet, so definitely watch out for her.
But how would she know I have it? Isn't she in New York?
Who knows?
How did she know that I had it?
Good point. Blonde woman bracelet chaser, check. I'll be on the lookout, I said.
Good luck, Becca said.
Thanks.
More soon.
I hung up and ran downstairs. My plan was to ask Mom how her work campaign was going, hoping she would get distracted and forget to notice that my sisters and I seemed different. Mom was in the front hallway, and I threw my arms around her.
"Wow," Mom said. "So nice to get a hug from you, Sophie. I thought you were too big for hugs."
Had Sophie stopped hugging my parents? "I got something for you," Mom said, and held out a small blue shopping bag. "An extra cake pop. They were giving them away at work. Your sisters sneak enough sweets."
Seriously? Sophie the Great got secret treats?
I just walked into the room, and Mom laid out the red carpet, and it was covered in cake pops. Becca was right. I was going to enjoy being the oldest sister for as long as I could.
"But you should probably wait until you're..."
I removed the cellophane and devoured the cake pop in one delicious bite.
"Mmm."
"Stomach settles," Mom said. "Sophie, I wasn't expecting you to eat it now. Are you feeling okay?"
"Oh, right.
I'm much better. Maybe it wasn't a stomach bug. I'm thinking the milk was bad this morning."
"The milk?"
Mom opened the fridge, took out the carton, and sniffed it.
"Hmm.
Maybe it does smell funny. I'm not taking any chances." She poured the rest into the sink. "I'm glad you're feeling better." I was about to ask my mom about her work when baby Sophie and Cam as me came running downstairs. Uh-oh. There was no way that they, especially baby Sophie, were going to keep quiet about what was going on. My stomach started hurting. I wasn't sure if it was from stress, having eaten a cake pop on top of the ice cream, or having consumed potentially spoiled milk. As soon as we sat down at the dinner table, baby Sophie crossed her arms in front of her chest. "There is something I have to say." I froze. Mom poured her a glass of water.
"What is it, Camille?"
Baby Sophie scrunched up her face. "That's just it. I know I look like Camille, but I'm Sophie. I tried to tell Dad, but he isn't taking me seriously." Camasmi giggled and bounced in her chair.
"Isn't it fun? It's like playing dress up. I love playing Addie."
My heart took the express elevator to my throat, and I got sweaty. There was no way around this. It was time to confess.
"It's true,"
I blurted out. "I'm not really Sophie. I'm Addie, and my stomach hurts. I shouldn't have had the cake pop or all that ice cream."
"What cake pop?"
demanded Cam as me.
"What ice cream?" my dad asked.
"I do not care about cake pops or ice cream right now," wailed baby Sophie.
"This is a crisis. I want my body back and my room."
Dad's eyes darted from my sisters to me.
"Girls, are you rehearsing for the talent show?"
He looked at Cam as me.
"Addie, you know you're not allowed to be in the show."
"I'm going to be a rooster," Cam as me sang.
"I know I can't be in the talent show," I said. "This isn't about the talent show. We switched bodies."
Mom's face lit up, and she snapped her fingers.
"That's brilliant! Switched identities!"
"Huh? How is this brilliant?" I asked.
"It's the opposite of brilliant," baby Sophie said. "It's a horror movie!"
Mom started tapping the table.
"For the college sports campaign, I've been looking for the right idea. We can have the baseball player dress up as the football player and put the soccer star in a catcher's gear. Oh, this is going to be so great. Wait till I tell my team."
Exasperated, baby Sophie dropped her head into her hands. "I give up."
"This is extra good rice," Camasmi said, shoveling grains into her mouth. "I'm much hungrier as Addie because she's bigger. Can I have a cake pop, too?"
"I need to make a quick note before I forget," Mom said as she dashed to the counter and grabbed her laptop from her work bag. Baby Sophie glared at me.
I don't know what you did, she muttered, but you better fix it. And you better fix it fast.